We know that Gandalf is an immortal Maia, but did the Fellowship, did they know quite how powerful he was, or that technically he couldn't actually die? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into Tolkien's legendarium, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. When Gandalf and the rest of the Istari came to Middle-earth around the year 1000 of the Third Age, they came in disguise. All five were Maiar, basically angelic, eternal spirit beings of great power. But they came disguised as old men, with a limit on their powers and without great fanfare, just arriving quietly by boat on the west coast of Middle-earth. So when normal mortals in Middle-earth encountered them, they just assumed they were what they seemed to be, long-lived humans who had studied long and hard for their wisdom and abilities. Remember, at that time some men were extremely long-lived. Elendil, to take one example, was 322 years old when he died fighting Sauron, so presumably he would have lived even longer than that. But eventually it became apparent, even to humans, that these Istari were living too long and were too unchanging to be any kind of actual human, so most assumed that they were instead elves of some kind, and they even named them as such. Gandalf, the name that he became known by among many humans, literally means elf with the staff or wand. It's basically just a description of who they thought he was. And as we've noted in other videos, Gandalf didn't really flaunt his greater powers as he went around as Gandalf the Grey. It was all very low-key, nothing to prompt people to think that he was a more powerful being than he was. Also, we should probably add, in the interests of in-world immersion, most uneducated humans and probably some other races in Middle-earth weren't all that well-versed in the taxonomies of different legendary types of being, and those that might take an interest would have no reason to think that a long-lived, powerful being necessarily came from Valinor, say, because there were plenty of long-lived, powerful beings already in Middle-earth, many of whose origins were unclear to most people. Tom Bombadil and Goldberry, say, the Watcher in the Water, Shelob, Ents, Ringwraiths, and so on. A long-lived old man who knew some magic was not actually that peculiar in Middle-earth. All that said, Tolkien did write in a 1954 essay that some people did know exactly what kind of being Gandalf was. He wrote, "The Order of Wizards was quite distinct from the wizards and magicians of later legend. They belonged solely to the Third Age and then departed, and none, save maybe Elrond, Círdan, and Galadriel, discovered of what kind they were, or whence they came." We get a further clarification in the Silmarillion that, "Afterwards, it was said among the elves that they were messengers sent by the Lords of the West to contest the power of Sauron, if he should arise again, and to move elves and men and all living things of goodwill to valiant deeds." Which, I suppose, could end the discussion. Those three elves knew that Gandalf was a Maia, and no one else did at the time, including the Fellowship. Círdan saw them arrive, and Gandalf himself told Elrond and Galadriel. And afterwards, some of the elves figured some of it out. But I think there are more layers to this that it's worth digging into. For one, I suspect that Tolkien would later have added Glorfindel, at least, to that short list of three. The exact nature and history of Glorfindel was actually something Tolkien was developing right into the last year of his life, but he too was, in his own way, an emissary from the Valar to help the peoples of Middle-earth. And I think we need to nuance a bit the idea that although people may not have known he was a Maia, some may well have figured out that he was more powerful than he appeared, or was from Valinor and was an emissary of some kind from the Valar, particularly as the story of the Lord of the Rings played out. Gandalf returning from the dead and the upgrade in powers he displayed afterwards were pretty big clues, even if he resisted explaining in much detail the mechanics of what happened. So let's take a look at the Fellowship and start with probably the most straightforward part of the answer, the hobbits. They obviously knew that Gandalf was a wizard to start with and also long-lived, but that's probably about it. In fact, there's little reason to think that hobbits even knew what Maiar were or thought much about what Gandalf might be beyond the obvious. Pippin only seems to really engage his brain on the matter when he and Gandalf arrive in Minas Tirith. He thinks this: "Denethor looked indeed much more like a great wizard than Gandalf did, more kingly, beautiful and powerful, and older. Yet, by a sense other than sight, Pippin perceived that Gandalf had the greater power and the deeper wisdom, and a majesty that was veiled, and he was older, far older. How much older, he wondered. And then he thought how odd it was that he had never thought about it before. Treebeard had said something about wizards, but even then he had not thought of Gandalf as one of them. What was Gandalf? In what far time and place did he come into the world, and when would he leave it? Pippin doesn't come to a conclusion then, but it's apparent that he didn't know exactly what kind of being Gandalf was. There's no reason to think that Merry or Sam would be any different. Frodo is closer to Gandalf, and obviously Bilbo taught him a lot, but he didn't really have access to books of lore that might explain things until he retired to Rivendell, so maybe he figured something out and told Frodo, but probably none of the hobbits really knew much. Boromir didn't know Gandalf very well at all. Gandalf did visit Minas Tirith while Boromir was younger, as Faramir recalls when talking to Frodo. Indeed, Faramir remembers Gandalf mentioning that Alorin I was in my youth in the west that is forgotten. Alorin is, of course, the name Gandalf had back in Valinor. When Frodo said that Gandalf had been lost in Moria, Faramir continues, reflecting that it is hard indeed to believe that one of so great wisdom and of power, for many wonderful things he did among us, could perish, and so much lore be taken from the world. This Mithrandir was, I now guess, more than a lore master, a great mover of the deeds that are done in our time. So Faramir recognised Gandalf's power, but only belatedly realised that Gandalf wasn't just a lore master. And he knew that Gandalf had been in the West in his youth. He was probably clever enough to piece together a hazy outline of what Gandalf was, but didn't dispute the idea that Gandalf could die, so clearly didn't have him down as an immortal Maia. It's probably reasonable to assume that Boromir, who was close to Faramir, would have been in roughly the same position. So that leaves three. Gimli seems not to think too deeply about the matter. He knows that Gandalf is the wizard that helped his father, Thorin, and the rest recapture Erebor, but dwarves' minds are hard to fathom and don't seem that focused on things related to Valinor, other than Aule. So Gimli is probably also in the group of people who realise Gandalf is powerful and special, but doesn't really engage his curiosity beyond that. Legolas is different, though. As an immortal elf himself and son of the elven king Thranduil, he will certainly both have encountered Gandalf several times, or at least heard tell of him, and know about Valinor and its denizens. Furthermore, Thranduil may well have grown up in Doriath in the First Age. His father Orifer was definitely there, and the queen of Doriath was Melian the Maia. So Legolas's father may well have met someone who unambiguously was a Maia, and knew therefore what they were like. So it's not too much of a leap to suggest that Legolas might well have had quite a good idea of who or what Gandalf was, even if he didn't know for sure. That's how we can square it with Tolkien's assertion that only three people knew. Others may have guessed, but not known for sure. And I think we can add Aragorn to that list. Aragorn grew up as the foster son of Elrond, who did know who Gandalf was, and spent long years with him sharing his mission. He was fully aware of how powerful Gandalf was. Witness this response to Frodo asking whether the Nazgul might have held up Gandalf. "I do not know of anything else that could have hindered him, except the enemy himself," said Strider. "But do not give up hope. Gandalf is greater than you Shire folk know. As a rule, you can only see his jokes and toys, but this business of ours will be his greatest task." So he knows Gandalf's task, and he knows quite how powerful he is. He will also know the lore of the West, and will have seen firsthand for years what Gandalf is like. He's also quite wise and insightful. So, yes, I suspect that Aragorn had a very clear idea about who Gandalf really was, even if he didn't 100% technically know. But what does it matter that though some of the Fellowship may have had a good idea what manner of being Gandalf was, most didn't? Well, it matters that they thought Gandalf was lost in Moria, so carried on without hoping he might return. Incidentally, It's quite noticeable the difference in reaction too between Galadriel, who did know that Gandalf was a Maia and takes news of his passing in her stride, and Celeborn, who perhaps didn't know and seems much more affected by the news. It also matters that Gandalf clearly didn't tell many people, because he didn't want many people to know. He was very focused on not wanting to be directing people or influencing people because of his power or status. He was about support and encouragement, not leading or forcing. Literarily, it's probably also important that although we are quite clear that Gandalf and the rest of the Istari were Maia, Tolkien was a bit more vague than you might think. Christopher Tolkien, who obviously had access to all of his father's writings and thoughts on the subject, simply states that we must assume that they, the Istari, were all Maia, that is, persons of the angelic order, though not necessarily of the same rank. The Maia were spirits, but capable of self-incarnation, and could take humane, especially elvish, forms. That's an assumption, rather than a rock-solid fact. And if you dive into unfinished tales, you can even find Tolkien writing about how some faithful later believed Gandalf to be Manwë himself, intervening in Middle-earth directly. Tolkien says that, although he doesn't think that's the case, I quote, "I do not, of course, know the truth of the matter, and if I did, it would be a mistake to be more explicit than Gandalf was." And Gandalf, of course, never actually confirms that he is a Maia. Indeed, it may surprise you to learn that the word Maia, or Maiar, is never actually used in The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, or anything Tolkien published in his lifetime about Middle-earth. We only know of it via writings published later, like The Silmarillion or Unfinished Tales. We are forced to conclude that Tolkien clearly didn't think that it was important for the readers at the time, or the characters in the story, to know exactly what manner of being Gandalf was. Because the important thing about Gandalf is not a technical distinction between whether he was an emissary of the Valar, or a Maia, or both. It is his heart, his character. It seems that Saruman was of the same nature as Gandalf, indeed more powerful, but his path was very different. Sometimes Tolkien teaches simple truths, and when it comes to Gandalf, and anyone I suppose, what really matters is not where he's from, or technically what kind of being he is, or what other people think of him, but the content of his character. Probably only three or four people in all Middle-earth knew exactly what kind of being Gandalf was. Probably quite a few more, including Aragorn and maybe one or two others in the Fellowship, knew a lot and could probably guess more. But everyone who met him knew Gandalf's character. And that was enough. If you'd like to see more videos like this, my Lord of the Rings playlist is on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.